speaking on this program is Brother Gary Cawley.
Our questioner today says, I would like for you to discuss where Jesus washed the disciples' feet. Is this not an example for us? Chapters 13, 4 through 15 of the book of John. Why do we not do it now? And this says, thank you, Evelyn Johnson. Well, we're very happy to hear from Mrs. Johnson, and certainly we're glad to discuss these thoughts on the air. We believe this to be one of the most beautiful portions of Scripture found in the Bible. But as to whether or not it is an act as an example for us, is something that we indeed need to study. Verse 1 of John 13 says, before the feast of the Passover, that Jesus, knowing that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own that were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And during supper, the devil, having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he came forth from God and goeth unto God, riseth up from supper, and layeth aside his garments, and he took a towel, and he girded himself. Then he poureth water into the basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. So he cometh to Simon. He saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt understand hereafter. Peter saith unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith unto him, he that is bathed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew him that should betray him. Therefore said he, ye are not all clean. So when he had washed their feet and taken his garments and sat down again, he said unto them, know ye what I have done unto you? Ye call me teacher and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. If I then, the Lord and the teacher, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye also should do as I have done unto you. Now this reads through verse 15, and I trust you've been following in your Bible. This is certainly a very beautiful and wonderful portion of Scripture to be read. But does it teach that we are to wash each other's feet? The answer is no, it does not. It's an example for us to wash each other's feet. Well, certainly I believe in feet washing. I have never believed necessarily in foot washing. But I do try to wash my feet every day. And I acknowledge, though, that I know what this questioner means. There are some in the denominational world who teach that we are to wash one another's feet. Well, I want you to know, my friends, that I would not make fun of anyone's belief. But I certainly believe we need to study along this line. Foot washing in the New Testament was never a part of the worship of the church. You may search your Bible in vain. They had singing and prayer and preaching and the Lord's Supper and giving, but they never had foot washing, as is found in John 13. Now this is and was an example, but an example of what? The washing of feet? No. Jesus asked them twice in these references, you don't know what I'm doing, do you? And they did know he was washing feet, but he was showing them the lesson of humility.